بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين والخلص من أصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. One of the most important maxims in ethics, in علم الأخلاق, is the one that has been produced by the commander of the faithfuls, Al-Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salatu wassalam. He says in Nahj al-Balagha, يا بني اجعل نفسك ميزانا فيما بينك وبين غيرك فأحبب لغيرك ما تحب لنفسك واكره له ما تكره له. O my son, make yourself a standard, a scale, a measurement between yourself and others. So love for them what you love for yourself and hate for them what you hate for yourself. It's amazing. If we can implement this maxim in our life, if we really can practice this principle in our life, do you think we're going to have problems in our life? With our families, with our friends, with our community members, or with others? When we like for them what we like for ourselves, and hate for them what we hate for ourselves, it means we treat them like our own selves. We don't discriminate. This is the remedy. This is the solution for selfishness, for egoism, for greed, for stinginess. This is the solution. When we treat people like us, we don't have double standards. We don't have two tiers policies. One for us and one for others. It's the same policy. If we love to be respected, then we must respect others. If we love to be treated justly and fairly, then we must do the same for others. If we don't want people to backbite us against us, then we should not backbite people. We love for them what we love for ourselves. فأحبب لغيرك ما تحب لنفسك وكره له ما تكره لها. Before we judge others, the problem is that we are really judging. We always judge. We rush to judge. We don't pause. We don't take some moment to think, especially now with the social media, with the texts and the clips that we receive about others. And sometimes many of them are photoshops, many of them are lies, exaggerations. Immediately, once we receive it, we start judging others, attacking others, pointing our fingers at others. But we have to wait. Many of these things could be wrong. We have to give them the benefit of the doubt. We have to say, wait a minute. Before I judge my friend who's been with me for 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, before I attack him, let me verify this. Let me ask him, what is his opinion? Before we get angry at others, before we accuse others, before we attack others, before we even rebuke and criticize others, we must give them the benefit of the doubt. We must treat them the way we want people to treat us. This is important. If we really implement this principle, life is going to be paradise. We turn this life into paradise, into a beautiful oasis of harmony and love and respect. ولا تظلم كما لا تحب أن تظلم. Do not wrong others as you don't like others to wrong you. Don't wrong them verbally, physically, emotionally. وأحسن كما تحب أن يحسن إليك. Do good to others as you like others to do good to you. Put yourself in their shoes. Put yourself in their shoes. This is what Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen is trying to teach us, that we put others in us in other people's shoes. And therefore we do, and therefore we speak. Nowadays, life is not easy, my friends. And it is not the coronavirus that is making life not easy. It is the human beings. It is us who make this life difficult for each other through our bad relationships, through judging, through condemning others, through rushing to point our fingers at others and accuse others. Be careful. Be very careful. I say to the husbands, before you yell at your wife and scream at your wife, just imagine she is your daughter for one second. Would you do the same to her if she's your daughter? You would not. You don't want your son-in-law to yell at your daughter. And I say to the wives, before you overburden your husband with many responsibilities and many demands, just imagine for one second this is your son. Do you accept that your daughter-in-law treats your son in the same way? Do you accept that? You don't accept. You defend your son. So you have to take care of your husband. And you, the husband, you have to take care of your wife. And you, the friend, you have to take care of your friend. Just imagine, before you attack your friend, before you suspect about your friend, before you curse your friend, just imagine for one second that this is your son. Would you curse him? Would you attack him? Or you give him the benefit of the doubt? My friends, we Muslims would not reach prosperity or stability or happiness unless we implement these moral, ethical maxims, that we read them and we know what our imams are telling us, but it is difficult for us, unfortunately, to implement them because we are only Shias by name, not by identity, not by true identity, only by name. We claim to be Shia, but when it comes to practice Shiaism, and Shiaism means manners and akhlaq, Shiaism means the seerah, the sunnah, the tradition, the lifestyle, the manners of the Prophet and his family. When it comes to that, we are far away from it. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين.